All right, get ready for some goosebumps, folks. We go now to Eva Salinas, editor of the Santiago Times, live from Santiago, Chile. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning.
So how far are they away from drilling this shaft and breaking through to those 33 miners down in Chile?
Well, last night they reached about 550 meters, and the men have access to a workshop 630 meters under the ground, so they're within the last 100 meters of breaking through. So they say the by far the most dangerous part of the rescue so far is in the next 24 hours.
And why is it going to be the most dangerous?
Well, not only is the rock vulnerable down there, they've now obviously they've drilled a very large or long at least hole. The hole itself isn't very large, but then it's also the decision whether they'll line that hole or not. And the benefit of that is that the capsule that will take the miners up eventually, it could snag on rock. There could be rock that cracks and breaks. So that's the debate that's going on. If they decide to line it, it will take a few more days. If they don't, if they risk it, they could get the miners out immediately.
But if they line it, that means it's a little bit narrower. That means those guys are going to have to be measuring each other. Some are going to be able to make it through that hole, some won't. What's the story?
Yeah, well, they did make the hole large enough around, about 28 inches was the ideal. With the lining, it could be down to 24. The capsule itself is 21 inches. This is just the size, basically, of the width of a person. So if standing in that capsule, you're standing tall, it's very straight. There's no room to move, very little air. And also going up that hole, they expect it to be very, very hot with very little oxygen. So even though these miners know the conditions of mines very well, this is something that this is even worse than anything they've ever experienced.
All right, so for our listeners, this would be sort of like being crammed into a huge, heavy tube, kind of like getting an MRI, but you're going to be hauled to the surface. There's going to be very little oxygen. How long will it take to get through a lined cavity there from where the miners are to the surface?
They're hoping it could be as short a time as around 15 minutes. But if anything were to delay it, if anything were to snag, if they feel that it's going too fast and that's putting pressure on the hole and the rock itself, then they'll, of course, slow down. So it could be 15, 20 minutes. It could be as long as an hour.
So that first miner is something of an astronaut, actually a bit of a test pilot.
Yeah, definitely. As I believe we've mentioned on the show before, NASA has been involved. Even though this is far underground, it's not like anything that the miners have experienced before, and they're working with teams from all over on that.
Have they chosen the first brave soul to make it through once they break?
Well, that's been a big debate. It's not just the first brave soul that'll make it through. It's also the last one that will be down there. Originally, the list was planned that it would be the men with average health, in okay state of mind, physically, mentally, that would go first, and then the weakest, and then the strongest. Now, however, they are talking about the strongest man, most fit and healthy mentally, may go up there first, just because it may be very dangerous and it may just be too much pressure for someone who's not in great shape to go first.
Extraordinary story, maybe in the last chapter. Eva Salinas, editor of the Santiago Times, on the 33 Chilean miners. Thanks so much, Eva.